This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Polis says he'll work with state lawmakers on insurance claims reforms as a response to last month's Marshall Fire.
How can folks who lose everything have more money released to them up front if they've effectively been totaled? There's many for whom the insurance process is working. There's others that we hear various stories for how it can be improved.
Changes to insurance would help people in the future, not necessarily the victims of the Marshall Fire. Investigators have officially identified the last person still missing after last month's fire. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
The family of 91-year-old Nadine Turnbull says she was last seen trying to save her dogs when the Marshall Fire destroyed her home on the outskirts of Superior last month. Wednesday, the Boulder County Sheriff's Office said it found bone fragments where Turnbull's house once stood. A lab will now analyze whether the bones are human. Turnbull is one of two people declared missing in the fire's immediate aftermath. 69-year-old Robert Sharp is believed to have died fighting the fire at his home. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
A ban on members of Congress buying and selling specific stocks is gaining support in the U.S. House. Colorado's Ken Buck told NPR he thinks it's a good idea.
I don't know of anybody that has profited, but I do know that members of the public are questioning whether we get inside information.
Last year, Buck and his Colorado House colleagues Doug Lamborn and Ed Perlmutter and Senator John Hickenlooper all bought or sold stock according to required disclosure forms. Representative Lamborn is officially running for re-election. He would win a ninth term in Congress if voters re-elect him in November. To do that, he'll first have to overcome a challenge in the Republican primary from State Representative Dave Williams. Lamborn represents Colorado's 5th District, which includes Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.